Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
Hello and welcome to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger, aka F the N word, along with my esteemed co-host, Miss 100%. Tonight we'll be interviewing Susan Williams and Amber Zella of Natural Vibes. So if you got any questions, feel free to call in 646-929-2037. It's the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037. Call-in number. And if you're too shy to call, I know some of y'all like that, feel free to email me your question, dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, feel free to email me your questions, dick@smoothdrama.com. Also, social network. So if you're on any of the social networks, more than likely I'm on there. Facebook, tag, MySpace, My Yearbook, Bebo, High Five, you name it, I'm on there. You can hit me up. I'm Dick Hugger. Feel free to add me there. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. And if you follow me, I'll follow you. And if you add me, I'll add you. And every now and again, we can talk a taste on whatever you want to talk about, because I'm a sociable kind of cat. Probably a little bit more sociable than the United States, though, being that over the weekend, while most of us was more worried about our brackets, we end up fucking around and getting involved in a war out of the blue. We're at war with Libya now.
Yep.
Or I don't know what they call it. They say it's not necessarily a war. We're just enforcing a no-fly zone. And I found out that in between enforcing the no-fly zone, that mysteriously BP is going to be drilling offshore in the next couple of weeks off the coast of Libya.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
Feeling done with our conspiracy theories again, huh?
No, I'm looking at it like this. I say it's not necessarily a conspiracy theory. It's more, this is Barack Obama is saying, all right, we need to get some cash because, as it's been stated, the United States is broke. Everybody's came out. Everybody knows the United States is in need of some money. And since BP owe us a whole lot of money, what we do is we enforce the no-fly zone so the Libyans can't stop BP from getting the oil for us. And once they get that oil, they give it to us, and then the American people will get cheaper oil because of all this. And our gas prices will go down. That's the plan, right?
That's a plan.
It sounds like a good plan, right?
That's a plan.
Yeah,
but you and I both know.
It's not gonna happen like that. It's not gonna happen like that, but it's a good ass plan.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
Yeah, I
applaud the effort.
I mean, if I was the president, that's how I'd approached it. Like, hey, you know what, dog? You owe some money, you drill that oil and you give it to us and you can pay off your debt.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense, but we don't quite work like that for some strange reason. Money ain't going to come to the poor and unfortunate for some reason. Speaking of poor and unfortunate, I read this and it had me cracking up. There's a in East Point, Michigan, there's a new fortune-telling ordinance in Macomb County where supposedly the East Point City Council, being the wise people that they are protecting citizens from unscrupulous psychics. It's going to cost psychics $150 to purchase a license to be a psychic. Oh, we got a caller.
What?
Caller, you're on the air. I believe this is my main man. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on with you, Dick Hugger?
I'm good. It's my main man, Black Steel, everybody. Well, y'all know him. And if you don't know him, it's my main man, Black Steel. what's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, a lot, man. Just, you know, working hard, you know, just trying to make it. Got a lot of stuff going on next couple months. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, I just wanted to call the show, you know, to give a shout-out to you, you know, to support
Let me introduce you. I have my co-host out of the great state of Ohio, Miss 100%. Meet my other co-host, Black Steel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Miss 100%?
Great.
All right. Now that we done got the introductions out the way, we can go back to what's happening here in the great state of Michigan. The East Point City Council has decided that psychics need a permit, which will be renewed annually, $150 permit.
Hey, we gotta give money to fund the city any way we can. Hey, if that's how we gotta do it, that's how we gotta do it.
All right, but here's my argument though. They won't make any money because all the real psychics knew it was coming and already left Michigan. Right?
Wow.
they
didn't think of that.
I'm just saying.
I mean, if they're psychics, they should already know. So, I mean.
So, I look at it like, well, if you have a license, that means you're a fake psychic. You don't need to holler at you anyway. Right?
You damn
well,
right about that.
Protect them from unscrupulous psychics, right?
Yeah, I mean, but we've had a psychic on the show, and you know she was eerily on point. But for the most part, I'm a skeptic. So I look at it like, and I don't see it as something that's unscrupulous. If you're dumb enough to take what somebody says carte blanche and believe it, for lack of a better word, 100%. And you lose your money. I mean, really, it's no different than going to the damn casino.
Yeah,
you believe
much.
When you go in there, you're going to win.
Right.
But 80%, well, I won't say 80, 90% of the time, you lose. It's kind of along the lines, right?
Anybody can call yourself a psychic. First of all, it's her instinct. That's the biggest thing. You can read a person. I don't have to be a psychic or call myself a psychic to be able to read you and to be able to tell certain things about your personality and say, well, yeah, you've had a hard life. You went through this. You went through that. And then it's only, you know, everybody is going through basically the same thing these days. So I can narrow it down and say, well, yeah, you lost your job about a year and a half ago and going through rough times. But don't you worry, things are going to get better in about 6 to 12 months. What?
So who do I make the check out to?
Uh-huh.
Who do I make the check out to?
Make it out to Mrs. 100%. But no, it's easy to read people and some people get confused with that and they get taken very easily. I mean, I do believe in prophecy, but prophecy is not telling me what I've been through in my past. It's telling me what's going to happen in my future. And a lot of people get caught up in somebody being able to tell them that, you know, they ate chocolate chip cookies before they went to bed last night and they had bad dreams. That's not prophecy and that's not being a psychic or a fortune telling or anything. That's just basically knowing somebody's business. So, I mean, it's a couple different ways you can go with that psychic stuff.
Wow.
But if me,
how did
alone.
You know that I ate chocolate chip cookies last night?
Because you got gas today because you drank it with milk. So you're lactose intolerant. So, you know, you drank it with milk and, you know.
Anyway, we gonna get off this. I had a moment. I read this yesterday, and I said, I got to talk about this. As an obese slasher in the Denver area, and the police described this slasher as quite obese. Supposedly, he's exposing himself to people in the Loveland Walmart in the Denver area. The description is white, extremely obese, between 20 and 30 years old. Now, what made it so touching for me was that this was the first time, and I think Black Steel, you'll agree with me on this. This is the first time that they haven't said it was like a black man in between 20 and 30 that did something. You know, generally, I mean, we've seen this year the woman who threw the acid on her own face. She said black man just threw acid in her face. And
no,
then
she
there
said it
was the. Oh, did she
no,
say it was a black woman?
She said
woman?
It was a black woman, yeah.
Okay. All right, my bad. Well, you in on this too, Miss 100%. And then there was the nurse who said the black dude raped her and drug her down the street in front of a whole bunch of people.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the first time that a black person has been blamed for something that I've seen in the news story. And it's generally, it says, and this is funny because, you know, if I was a fat white dude in between 20 and 30, I would not go outside if I lived in Denver. I'm just saying, I mean, because that's some scary, scary stuff. I mean, we're talking about you will get pulled over. And you can get arrested just for being a fat white dude in between 20 and 30.
I have a couple things going through my head, but I'm not sure. I'm just going to laugh at them secretly. Y'all, go ahead and keep talking. I'm
sorry. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go into our first commercial break before we get our guests on. This is Roz Kaz, Soul on Ice.
Waterproofing seat. You ain't wetting me. You need to stop rapping and start robbing banks like Steady B. Cause see, no matter how much green you make, you never taste avocado. Just another broke Versace model. Tiger Woods ain't even up to par in the game of survival. That's why I'm pissing in your crystal bottle. Drink Listerine, brush my teeth with amphetamine so I can sound fresh and say dope things. In between, two strikes and 5 miles. I want a woman with the body of a whore and a personality like Lauren. Can't even say I didn't know, cause while we wanna be in WA, they create the NWO.
How many years? FOMO.
So fuck these fake John Gottis, ain't got no Maseratis. I be at the party sipping hot toddies, my shit pumping everything. our Audis and Saudis. I'm talking rugged to the bone, and I'm gonna diss everybody.
You
I'm
want this move, can't handle the truth.
You want Lexus Muru, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo or night, you want the proof. Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Muru, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo or night, I keep the after party swerving. Not quite like Michael Irvin, edumacating urban youth, like it or not. These soliloquies explain our people's lack of stability. You keeping it real, but ain't got a clue what reality really be. See the diameter of your knowledge, is the circumference of your activity. Me, I knew this year before Babyface went solo. Bagging dime pieces, stacking dividends, addressing in Moe Lennon and Yoko Ono. But on the low though, we fighting over the scraps, worshiping the almighty dollar.
In God we trust,
look it over. Now what the fuck pyramids got to do with the pilgrim Lord Jehovah? Nova Sorta Seclorum means new world order. That's why I keep my friends close to my enemies closer. We running around in $1,000 clown suits. Better get some boots when Lucifer turn your city to Beirut.
Nigga,
you want this proof?
Can't handle this proof.
You want Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo or night, you want this proof? Can't handle this proof.
You want
Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. I avoid one time, got Lila Roshan calling my genital sunshine. Fifth floor of the Mondrian, suck your hat, nigga. Pop your dime. I'm the man who will stop get transformed to a fucking Gatling Megatron. Kids is what I'm known about, cop. Give it a name and you a hater. But violence don't play that game, man. Guerrilla penmanship, the preacher and peacher. Heat seeker MC when I get pissed like a Eureka. My day to day, I'm trying to bubble. First place, this paper I chase. Touch me and tease me like cake. But in the millennium, green turns electronic. UPC barcodes on the hand is demonic. They got concentration camps for the last of the Jersey. But when the president declare a national emergency, you paying card notes trying to rock the boat. I'm spitting razor sharp quotes trying to slit the Pope's throat. You want the truth?
Can't handle the truth.
You want Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo or night, you want the truth? Can't handle the truth.
You want
Lexus Moon Roof, Hennessy 80 proof. Scared to death, playing the game of life. Solo or night.
Yeah. I'm rhyming. Beats provided by Don.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Roz Kaz, Soul on Ice.
That's now, hot still.
Oh, always. I think we have our guests. Are you on the air?
We are on the air.
Yes. How you doing, Miss Williams?
I'm doing fine. Can you call me Susie, please?
I can call you Susie.
Thank you.
How you
darling.
Doing, Susie?
No, Miss.
All right. Anyway, what's going on? Tell us about Natural Vibes. Explain to the people what Natural Vibes is.
Okay, well, Natural Vibes is where I come from. Natural Vibes, AmazonHerb.net is the company that I'm involved with, and we're trying to make everybody aware of what is going on in our Amazon, and it's our Amazon. It's the whole world's Amazon. Amazon gives us 30% of our oxygen, and we're losing it every day. Basically, I'm going to read you this. Of the estimated original 4 billion acres of Amazon forest, we have, and this is a little bit old now, 2.7 billion remaining. Over the last 50 years, more than half of the world's tropical forests have been destroyed. We are losing our rainforest at the average rate of 75 acres every minute, 108,000 acres a day, over 39 million acres a year, over 90% of the different Amazon tribes thought to have disappeared. And this was reported in the 1900s. And I turned, I'm not going to tell you what I turned, but I had a birthday, and I've always been an activist, and so I decided that I'm going to be more active, and I wanted to find a company that was actually doing something, and I found Amazon Herbs. And basically, the gentleman that started it was Amazon John, and he was a treasure hunter, and he went to the Amazon to dig and get gold and jewels and whatever, just like Indiana Jones, and the fool went and got.
And he got okay.
That the Indians found him, and they climbed, I'm going to make this a little bit up, but they climbed up the tree, cut some branches off, took the leaves up, cooked them in the pot, gave them to him, and healed him, and actually healed him from hepatitis B that attacks the liver, which there is no chemical compound at this present time that I know of that can do that. And they did it with herbs. So then he found out the treasure wasn't from the earth. The treasure was the earth. And I have my dear friend Amber Zeller here with me. And I also have Raz Emperor the First, who has just joined our company. And we're on a crusade. And we want to let everybody know about what's going on in the Amazon and how we are trying to change things by helping the indigenous tribes keep their land. They pray and tend over the herbs and the trees as they always naturally have, but our company is actually then taking those herbs, putting them into products for us to use, and we are now being able to help people and aid them rather than them taking chemical compounds that toxic our body even more. And in doing so, Amazon John has bought solar radios for the indigenous tribes to communicate rather than running around in the jungle for 4 days and then telling them, hey, Chief so-and-so's got the flu over there, and they say, well, what can we do about it? It's too late now, as now they've got a radio and they can talk straight solar equipped, so they don't have to pay
for it.
Oh, they ain't got to pay no one for it. We're also giving them, we bought a riverboat that they can use to go up and down the river on. We've helped them fight with lawyers so that they can keep the land that they've lived on all their life. What else?
10%.
Let me ask you this question. Now we're talking about the conservation of the Amazon. What do you think is the biggest detriment to the Amazon? I mean, is it a government issue? Is it corporate exploitation? What do you say is one of the biggest factors? And who in particular is trying to take away the land from the indigenous people of the Amazon?
I'm going to let Amber answer that question.
All right.
Yes, this is Amber, and the biggest threat is corporate exploitation, especially the lumber cutting, and also the oil exploration, which is actually the worst because it really devastates the land, but also the raising of cattle, which permanently destroys the soil and the forest.
And then all those cows that are doing what they do naturally on that land is putting out their gases, which again is destroying our atmosphere.
Wow. Well, that methane gas smell when you go down the freeway.
Well, I know that actual cows, they can actually, you know, the whole light a match behind a cow, you actually can cause an explosion.
Right.
So,
and now, we're eating those animals.
Not me.
You're a vegan?
I don't eat red meat.
Okay, you're on your way.
I gave up red meat way back in the 90s.
Right on. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Yeah, but now I wanted to actually ask Amber a question since she was on, and because I read where you were saying that she came from Germany and she came here and she was disheartened by our medical system. You want to explain what disheartened you about our medical system here in the United States?
Well, let me explain. First of all, I had specialized in nursing in pediatrics, and where I trained and also where I worked in Germany, we were definitely using the allopathic medications, but in addition to, we were able also to use some natural products. Once I came here, where it was appropriate, once I came to the States, that was an absolutely impossible. When I one time recommended, when I had a case of a small child who came in with tummy cramps and colicky and so on and so forth, well, in Germany, we would have just given this little kid some fennel tea and, doing it the natural way. And when I suggested to do that here, I was looked at, where did you come from? We are more advanced. We do things differently. This is just a very small example. But it just disheartened me also that, the first thing people were admitted here, the first thing, what is your insurance? Everybody was questioned about how they could pay for it. So it was it became much more a bottom line issue and not so much a caring issue, and that really disheartened me.
Yeah, well, we know how that goes. That's one of the number one things that when Obama was elected and he tried to do the whole health care bill, and you saw how these folks were tackling each other in town hall meetings. I guess health care is not important to them.
Yeah.
I guess health care to the masses is not important, we may say.
But also, as I said, in addition, what has been, as I said, since I had quite a good background knowledge in herbs and nutrition, the other thing here was, in addition to, as I said, that it was so money-oriented, was that people really did not pay attention to what they were putting in their body. And I felt, and the doctors here have absolutely no education in nutrition and know very little about it. Everything was here very, the doctors are predominantly, taught what drugs to match with what the disease. And to me, that was, it's just a totally wrong approach to health care.
And the Amazon rainforest is the largest pharmaceutical forests in the world. There are plants there that yet have been discovered that have compounds that can do wonderful things with our bodies that the chemical companies can't make, because it's Mother Nature that made it in the first place. You can't put that in a pill. You can only keep it in a tree, a plant, a branch, a root. And that is where the Amazon Herb Company came in. They started to recognize these, because every time we lose an indigenous elder, we're losing a library of
mind health and wealth. And we're trying to find out all we can to get these herbs, and we are doing it in a great process. We're doing, how are we doing the process?
Well, when the herbs they are harvested obviously in the rainforest by the indigenous tribes according to the ancient traditions. The plants are being asked for permission. They are prayed over. They are sang over, and then they once they are harvested, they get shipped to the United States, and they come in not being sprayed. They are going to be hand-inspected for any potential contaminants. And then they go through a spectrometric processing, whereby they are not heated, but it's a very slow process where we can extract all the alkaloids and all the good properties and nutrients and keep them totally intact. And then, as I said, then we have those products here to help people with promoting their health. It's because it's so important that we are more proactive than reactive. And this are here, what we call it, it's wild nutrition. One thing we need to recognize is that our food is here in the States and in a lot of the civilized world is very, very nutrient deficient because of the overuse of the soil, of all the chemicals they have been dumped in. So the food today, which we get today from our soil, is not nearly as good anymore in nutrient density than it was 100 years ago. So when we get herbs from the rainforest, the rainforest is still, you know, relative purity. Of course, there is a little bit of contamination because of the rain and so on and so forth. But at least the soil is still poor. And so we can get nutrients from the rainforest, which are no longer available in our food here.
And that's what our company is doing. We're trying to get the nutrients, what we're not getting now, out to the people. Help them again. You know, my daughter. You've heard of my daughter Lenita. I talked to you about her. She's studying for a PhD. She started to use one of the products because she was literally brain fatigued, running around with at school all day, being a teacher, having two children, and then studying for a PhD. She would come home and be absolutely exhausted. And she started on our Aquazon product, and she looked at me like 2 nights ago. She said, it's 9 o'clock, and I'm still awake. Yay! And I've using them myself because I have bad arthritis. I've come off of the Plaquenil. I've come off the Celebrex. I've stopped the Vicodin. I'm just taking a quarter teaspoon of the herb twice a day. And my joints are moving, they're not swollen, and we're testimonies to what these herbs are doing. And while I'm paying for this herb, rather than my prescription drug at Walmart, I am also helping the indigenous tribes to keep the Amazon, and in doing so, keeping oxygen for the world to breathe. And
okay, now I wanted to ask you a question about that. Now, I know you mentioned the indigenous tribes. Now, are they a part of this company? Do they directly benefit monetarily in what's going on as far as the distribution of the herbs from the Amazon? And does this go towards their overall sort of like with the casinos, with the
absolutely.
Yes. I'll answer this question. Yes, as Susie mentioned earlier, that you know the tribes have been given skiffs so they can do better fishing, solar powered radios, and so on and so forth. But 10% of the profit of the from the company goes directly back to the tribes to help with schooling or whatever the need might be. In addition, that they get compensated for actually harvesting the herbs, because the company or the employees of the company themselves do not go into the rainforest. The herbs are strictly harvested by the indigenous tribes, and they harvest it in a way so that it's sustainable. But as I said, they get 10% of the net profit goes back into the rainforest for whatever is needed. And the company also is associated with ASAIR. ASAIR is a non-profit organization which helps with the education, not only of the people in the rainforest to the importance of preservation of the rainforest, but also obviously people here in the so-called civilized world. Sometimes we wonder what is really civilized here, but but they, as I said, so it's a lot of education going on. Let me give you a little bit of an example. I'm not quite sure at this point if that was a spirit by ASAIR or not, but there was an oil company who came into the Peruvian rainforest and wanted to have, wanted to, for lots of money, wanted to be allowed to drill for oil on indigenous land. And one of the elders put a call into Amazon John Easterling and, asked for advice. And so what happened is that Amazon John Easterling was able to obtain photographs from the oil company who had just left Ecuador and the devastation they left behind. And he made those photographs available to the elders of the tribe, and just said, you know what, that is what, if you agree to the exploration of the oil, that is what you are going to have left behind. And because of the visual impact of they could see, the elders actually voted then against it, while prior to that, a lot of them would have been for it, because, as I said, the oil companies offered a lot of money for their right. And that's what we've been talking about, helping with the preservation of the rainforest by educating what it is, and by us using the herbs, we have actually demonstrated that the rainforest is more valuable alive than dead, because the herbs will be, they always can be there, they regrow, nothing is ever destroyed, so that is an income in perpetuity, while when they do the, cutting down the trees and so on and so forth, then pretty soon the income from that is just a temporary thing.
All right. Thank you for the clarification. And I think for people listening out there, tell them how they can get involved with this if they were so inclined to be involved.
They can contact me on my email, or they can have a look at naturalvibe.amazonherb.net.
Okay, can you repeat that one more time for the people?
naturalvibes.amazonherb.net.
All right. Now,
and then if they want to personally email me, if they have any personal questions, i.e. if they, they have a little, they like the herbs, but they want to go a little deeper, then we have Amber here as a personal nutritional consultant that will answer any questions and help them, i.e. if they've got a little arthritis or whatever. I mean, I've got lupus, fibromyalgia, Sjogren's and Raynaud's, so I just take them to help me with that, and it's been doing it. So any questions, they can contact me at my website.
I just would like to make a quick comment so that there's no confusion. We are not doctors. We are not treating any disease. I know a lot of the diseases are being helped, but we are not recommending any of these herbs for any specific disease. It's just once we clean the body, once we give the body what we need, proper nutrition, the body is a wonderful machine, and it will heal itself.
Right. Well, that's the most important thing that you have said tonight. I mean, I don't think people understand that your body is set to work perfectly. You just have to put your body in the position to be able to heal itself instead of taking things that inhibit or prohibit yourself from healing.
That's absolutely correct. So as I said, we are not prescribing. We are not doing any of this sort. We are not playing doctor here. We are just, as I said, giving the body what the body needs so the body can and will heal itself. And even more important sometimes that we are also going to be proactive. For instance, as I said, I used to have very, very heavy bronchitis. At least once a year, sometimes twice, I haven't had a sniffle in years.
Mm. And that's just by getting the nutrients that we need, the vitamins, the enzymes, everything that we need coming from Mother Earth. It's just that we've destroyed our Earth, and now if we don't do something, we're going to destroy the Amazon Earth. And we need that because that is the pharmacy of the world.
Yes, and not only that, I mean, it's unmined as far as there are a lot of new things that they're discovering, like, every day. You know, it's like I read all the time, they discovered, like, 5 or 6 new species of different animals and creatures in the Amazon. I mean, it's a place that's unexplored.
Amber's actually been to the Amazon twice now. I'm very jealous.
Yeah, and there is also, there are about 200,000 different plants in the Amazon. And we have actually, at this point in time, knowledge of very little. And unfortunately, we probably have already destroyed a lot of plants and a lot of animals, which we will never know that they even existed.
Yeah, well, I know when she opened up talking about the devastation with, when we're talking about 75 acres per minute. I mean, that's a lot. I remember we
108,000 acres a day, and that was reported in the 1900s.
So we know by now it's probably double.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, and that's why it's so devastating. That's why we need to do whatever we can, each and every one of us, to help to stem this destruction. Otherwise, we all can kiss this planet goodbye.
Yeah, well, I mean that's very important. I mean, because obviously the planet is like our bodies. If you knock off the equilibrium of your body, your body does things to right itself. And I think what we're seeing with the major catastrophes as far as earthquakes and tsunamis, tornadoes in places where they normally aren't, these massive hurricanes that are more violent by the year, I think is Mother Earth trying to right itself.
I agree.
You know,
yeah,
because
it's time to stop looking at our TV and the garbage that they're feeding us to keep us brain dead, and start looking at the real truth of what's really going on around us. And it's time for us all as human beings to step and say, enough is enough. We're so chemically toxic right now, it's ridiculous. From the food.
Well, yeah, that's my funny thing. You know, there are so many drugs. They have a drug for everything. But I always laugh because, you know, the last minute of the commercial for the drug, they talk about the side effects. And I'm like, But damn, the side effects are worse than what you was trying to fix in the first place.
That's what I tell my clients too, and I said because all these drugs were initially derived from a plant, and then they were synthesized in a laboratory. And I always say, why would you want to take something, an imitation, when you can take the real stuff?
Well, there's no money in the real stuff, because I'm gonna make the assumption that because you water it down in the laboratory, you can keep them coming back. Because as you know, there's no money in the cure. All the money's in the re-up.
That's absolutely it.
There was a guy that on a late night infomercial, probably about 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and he was selling his book about basically herbs and home remedies and not taking, you know, the Tylenols and the pain medications, and just saying those are things to just treat basically the symptoms, but they also keep your body wanting more. So you have to keep going back to the drug companies just to feel better. And he was saying how insurance and hospitals and basically sickness as a whole is big business. So they don't want us to actually feel better. They'd rather keep us feeling sick and tired and just, you know, our brain is not working correctly. We can't think well. We can't deal with our children the right way because we're too tired from work and from school and things like that. So I really appreciate hearing all of this information. I feel educated just by listening to you guys. So thank you.
Well, it gives you hope. That's what it does. I found this company and my heart beats faster when I talk about it. My body feels great when I take it. And I'm giving back. I'm doing something. So at least whenever my time is to say adios to where I'm at right now, they can edge it on my tombstone. At least I tried, you know, and I'm doing it the right way. And this is what this company is doing. It's doing it the right way. Amazon Herbs. And like I say, I call it Natural Vibes because we're all in a natural vibe. AmazonHerb.net, it's marvelous. You can walk around. There's videos in there. There's PBS documentaries. We have actually had Jacques Cousteau's family come down and see what's going on there and walk away with a big old smile on their face because they're happy about it. I mean, that's a big up from Jacques Cousteau's family to come and see what our company is doing and say, yeah, you're trying to do something here. You know, and I'm a part of it. And if anyone, like I say, if anyone wants any more information on what's on that website, they can contact me at naturalvibes1@yahoo.com.
All right. Well, I want to thank you ladies for coming on and educating us tonight.
You're more than welcome. It's a pleasure to join you.
Yeah, thank you for having us and giving us the opportunity to share with others our excitement and the knowledge we have.
All right. Well, I want to thank you. And
And you can pass them on to me.
All right. Well, like I said, anytime y'all got something going on, some new updates, anything coming up, going on in the Amazon, feel free to come back and we can talk about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. And have a wonderful evening. I love what you're doing. And this is what we need, more talk radio.
All right. Well, I thank you once again for educating us. And you guys have a great night.
You too.
You have a great night yourself. Bye-bye.
Bless out.
All right.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, that was Susan Williams, well, Susie and Amber, Natural Vibes.
Like you said, call me Susie.
Yeah, Susie, my bad. On that note, we gonna take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Together, you got smooth plumber, smooth plumber.
All right, that was our quick station identification break. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and my homegirl, Miss 100%. Keeping along those vibes, I read something. There's a congressional candidate out of New York, Jack Davis, who says, we should get rid of all the illegal immigrants, and we should replace them with black teens. He's saying that, and here's his platform. He's saying that as a solution to the black unemployment problem, Davis suggests shipping inner city black youth out to farms while simultaneously deporting the illegal immigrants who are working there. I read it. First thing I thought was, wow, that's a little Jim Crowish of him to say, you know what?
You know what? It's almost time for us to go, and you always do this. You always get me started right after this. I'm not going to do it today. I'm not going to do it. It's just so much to be saying about that. We don't even have enough time for me to say how I feel, let alone for you to say how you feel. But
for me, I just wanted to put it out there because what he was saying, he's saying basically is, you know, solve these problems. Well, we can put those people who don't have jobs, but he just happened to say black. Black youth, which is...
Well, that's what I was going to say. So young black people are the only ones that need money in their pocket. There are no white people that need money or that need jobs.
Well, as we know, a lot of people may not know, that was part... And Jack Davis, you look him up, he's old enough to remember the Jim Crow vagrancy laws where if you just happened to be walking and you couldn't prove you belonged anywhere, they could stick you on the farm and make you work.
Right, right.
So this is actually something like a blast from the past. Now, the funny thing, it's kind of got like a modern-day vibe now because San Diego passed the loitering law where they can arrest the homeless by making sure that there's a bed available, because by law they couldn't arrest the homeless because there were no beds available. So they cooked up the idea to make sure there was a bed available, and all the homeless people who were out there homeless had to apply for the bed, not that they knew where it was available. So that was their justification to arrest them. Then we had in Iowa where they passed the loitering ordinance law where the police can make a determination on whether or not you're loitering as just a regular citizen. You have to prove that you're not loitering, and they can detain you, arrest you, or whatnot.
They have something like that here. I don't know if they have it there in California, but they have a thing here now where the homeless people or people who are jobless, you know, they panhandle, and because they don't want them panhandling, they actually make them go down and apply for a panhandling license. So you have to go to the you have to go downtown here and, you know, give your name and show ID and all of that different kind of stuff and go through all these different channels just to beg 50 cents from somebody.
Yeah.
And to me, now that they did that, it's an even bigger problem than it was before, because before, you know, you would just get the occasional person who was down on their luck and asked you for change or asked to pump your gas. Now, in my area alone, I stay close to the corner of two busy intersections where there's two gas stations, and both gas stations and each intersection is overrun every day by people fighting for positions to stand, and they have their IDs around their necks, and they're stopping traffic. They're just about causing accidents. It's crazy. They're all at the gas station, and you think it's normal people just going into the gas station, but these are mainly the people that are there are people panhandling, and I've never seen it like this before. So I think doing something like that actually caused an even bigger problem than, you know, than getting a solution for it. So,
well, here's the difference, though. I think what is happening, going along with what I've been saying, and it's kind of coming true. We talk about the creation of a police state. When you talk about creation of a police state, you put out ordinances and laws that make damn near everything illegal. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's illegal to beg without a license. It's illegal to tell people their fortunes or their horoscopes without a license. You know, soon I won't even be able to ask you directions without having a license for that.
that's the truth.
You know, I mean, you got to look at it. But what I mean, because once again, like we talked about the drugs, there's no money in the cure. The money's in the re-up. See, there's no money in curing society's ills. The money is in locking the people up and having them do that free labor for you and creating an institution where you can fund yourself while making a profit on both ends. I mean, because you funding the war on crime, the war on drugs, and you're funding the ability to lock said criminals up. And I mean, they're making money hand over foot, doing the exact working both ends of the spectrum, unfortunately. And
right.
You know, we're at a critical point in our time where I don't think people understand, once again, how serious this is. I mean, people are more concerned with once again Charlie Sheen winning than, you know, what they just talked about, Susie and them talked about the Amazon. Which, I mean, the natural process by which you heal your body, as opposed to self-medicating yourself and becoming an institutional addict, which is what we have an addictive society. And that's where we're having a huge disconnect, because everything is about medication. And no, there's no natural healing going on. So, like we talked about, the body heals itself, and
mm-hmm.
you put yourself in a position where your body can heal itself. Like I said, the earth is not healing. Well, the earth is trying to heal itself, but we keep giving it mortal wounds. And
right.
Also, I want to thank Susie and Amber for coming on and giving us great information. I want to thank my main man, Black Steel, for calling in and adding on. I want to thank you, Miss 100%, for being the great co-host that you are. And
oh, thank you.
And I want to thank the listeners for listening, because, of course, without you, it'd just be me and this 100% talking to each other, which I'm cool with that, too. And yes, my brackets are terrible, but, hey, I will survive. On that note, thank you for listening. Peace out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.